you and good afternoon. I would like to thank the previous speaker for making the stage for my speak. It's another phosphorus talk. So I'll be talking about phosphorus availability and its relationship to the white spruce vegetation in some reconstructed soils in the Athabasca oil sand region. Alberta's oil sands have been described as Canada's greatest buried energy treasure, with an estimated one trillion barrels of crude oil. The largest reserve is found in the Athabasca oil sand region, and this predominantly consists of low-quality crude oil that envelops water and soil particles in the mineral matrix. So surface mining has to be employed to remove those crude oil and process to extract the oil. So this process disturbed this open pit mining in Athabasca oil sand region, disturbed land by removing vegetation, surface soil and subsurface materials. And it has been reported that approximately 700 kilometers of land has been disturbed up to date. But the companies who are working on that have the obligation to return this land to the equivalent capability similar to that existed pre-disturbance. In a recent research by one of the PhD students in my research group, has investigated about the productivity of some of the reconstructed sites in the Athabasca oil sand region and has came up with productivity gradient of white spruce vegetation. So my research based on his work, and I have continued it further to determine whether there is a relationship between the phosphorus and the productivity or the growth performance of white spruce vegetation. So I really wanted to give some more background of his work. So Duan et al. Has published the different growth measurements of the white spruce trees found on some reconstructed soil in the Athabasca region. So they have measured the increment of above ground biomass and have seen that there is a difference between these measurements depending on the site. So they have categorized 9 sites into 3 groups with low, medium and high productivity of white spruce. And further, they have investigated some relationship between soil properties and the productivity of this vegetation. So they have came up with some relationship to explain that electrical conductivity, bulk density, pH and inorganic nitrogen content has relationship with these growth measurements, increment of above ground biomass and the diameter at the breast height. So these soil properties together explain about 80% of the variation in white spruce productivity, but in my work I wanted to see if there is any kind of relationship between the availability of phosphorus and the productivity of white spruce vegetation. So nothing has been done on phosphorus in this work, and in general the research addressing phosphorus availability on this reconstructed soil is limited, so I'm trying to fill that research gap with my work. So the hypothesis is that phosphorus availability is a limiting factor for white spruce growth on low productive sites. And the two objectives are to investigate phosphorus availability and phosphorus fractionation in these different soil layers found in the reconstructed soil, and to relate the phosphorus availability to the growth of white spruce. The study area is located at about 22 kilometers north of Fort McMurray in the Athabasca oil sand region. These purple dots indicate the study site, and this picture shows the soil profile, and you can see it consists of 2 layers. Upper layer is the peat mineral mix and the substrate is the overburden. The peat mineral mix is a mixture of salvaged peat and surface mineral soils, while overburden is the layer of soil, rocks and organic material on top of a deposit of oil sand. So this material has been salvaged during the pre-mining process and has been used during the reconstruction of the soil after mining. And Duran et al. Has reported some soil properties, and I would like to show for you to have an idea about the about these 2 layers and to see the difference. The pH is in almost all sites is above 7, so alkaline pH, and the The top layer between the mix has more organic matter content than the substrate, while substrate has more clay content than the pitch mineral mix layer. So in my own work, I did some chemical analysis to determine phosphorus availability and fractionation. The first analysis was to do the modified Kellogg extraction to determine the available phosphorus content, and then water acceptable P was analyzed as a measure of the readily soluble phosphorus found in these layers. Then the malic tree extraction was conducted to determine the total extractable cations like calcium, magnesium, iron, aluminum, and manganese, because they are mostly related to the phosphorus formed in the soil and determine the availability. Phosphorus concentration of the needle were determined. Phosphorus absorption index at one concentration, that is 150 ppm, was conducted to have an idea about the phosphorus retention ability of soils from different sites. Finally, phosphorus fractionation was done to determine dirty proportion of exchangeable phosphorus, iron aluminum phosphorus, organic phosphorus, and calcium magnesium phosphorus in soil from different sites. Moving to the results, I'd first like to show the available phosphorus content in soils from different layers. I would like to first show the difference between the soil from peat mineral mix and the OB layer, because available P content was greater in the peat mineral mix than the overburden. And the next observation is that the soils from high productive sites contain high amounts of available P that was significantly higher than the available phosphorus content in low productive sites. If you look at the water acceptable P, it didn't significantly differ between the productivity class. But in overburden, we saw that low productive sites and the high productive sites contain more water acceptable P than the medium. So I would like to show the relationship between the available phosphorus and the growth measurements, that is above ground biomass increment, that was reported by Duan et al. I used that data for my work, and the available phosphorus content in the peat mineral mix shows a significant relationship between the with the above ground biomass increment. So it approximately available phosphorus in peat mineral mix accounted for 50% of the variation in the above ground biomass in the increment, showing that the significance of this nutrient for the growth of white spruce growing on those sites. And if you look at the relationship between the foliar phosphorus and the available P in the peat mineral mix, there is again significant relationship, which is very obvious, because when the available phosphorus is high in the soil, plant can take up more and we can measure more phosphorus in the plant material. So moving to 1 point phosphorus absorption index, which give you an idea about the ability to retain phosphorus in the soil. So first look at the difference between the peat mineral mix and the overburden. Peat mineral mix has a higher index in all sites than the overburden, showing that it has a ability to retain phosphorus more than the overburden. So if you compare it with the available P is great, the highest in the sites that had highest phosphorus absorption index. So it's kind of interesting finding to see that although these sites retain more phosphorus, it won't really permanently fix. They have a capacity to retain the phosphorus while in the available form. So it will be interesting to see in which form this phosphorus is retained in the high productive site, then that helps the phosphorus availability. The phosphorus fractionation was conducted, but I couldn't find any significant relationship with the particular fraction and the available P. But at the first glance, the very clear observation is that in the overburden, this purple fraction, which is the calcium magnesium phosphorus fraction, is greater than the peat mineral mix layer. So that could explain the less amount of available P in the overburden than the peat mineral mix, because at the high pH level in the soils, if we have a lot of calcium phosphorus, that can reduce the solubility of these compounds that will lower the availability of phosphorus in the overburden layer than the peat mineral mix. However, the solid conclusion cannot be derived because it's the I couldn't find a significant relationship between the available P and the calcium P fraction. Another observation is the high amount of organic fraction in the peat mineral mix, where we saw the highest productivity that could be related to the high P availability in this site due to the presence of more organic compounds. However, like, we need to continue more kind of specific speciation to determine which kind of organic compound is present in these layers and how it can affect the availability of phosphorus. But some clues are provided by the correlation analysis between extractable cations determined by the malic tree extraction and the phosphorus parameters. So available phosphorus is significantly correlated to magnesium, aluminium, and iron in the peat mineral mix. And even for the overburden, there is a strong correlation with the aluminium. So that can give an indication of that the magnesium, aluminium, iron in the peat mineral mix might be related to the available phosphorus forms, but still has to be confirmed with some other kind of spectroscopic techniques. This is interesting to see that magnesium is related to the available P, because if it exists in inorganic form, it even won't be available at the high pH that prevail in the peat mineral mix. So it's possible that it is kind of related to the organic fraction and present as a complex material that is in the form of available form. So with that result, the conclusion I can make is phosphorus availability for white spruce was mainly affected by the compression of peat mineral mix in reconstructed soil. Phosphorus forms associated with magnesium, iron, and aluminium might be related to the available P in both layers. The message for the reclamation practices is that they need to address the phosphorus fertility in the low productive sites for a better growth performance of white spruce on reconstructed soil. So with that, I would conclude the presentation, and here are the references I used. I'd like to acknowledge the funding from NSERC CREATE and NSERC Discovery Program for this work, and thank you very much for your attention.